Good evening, everyone, and welcome to My World, Live, Laugh, or Whatever with Stu Scheer, and we are on the Trim Radio Network. We broadcast live all over the world, so come on over to the Trim Radio Network, where you can listen in, you can shop, you can buy our merchandise. We'd love to see you in it, and it helps us stay on the air. And if you want to be a part of our Trim Radio Network team, all you have to do is message us, and we'll show you how easy it is to do. Anyway, the opinions expressed by our host, co-host, guest, myself, and others are not necessarily that of the Trim Radio Network, its owners, managers, or others. And any information shared by us is not to be considered to be used as advice. We inform, we don't advise. And we expressly deny any and all liability from medical, legal, or any other type of healthcare professional advice. Like I said, we inform, we don't advise, we want you to do your own research. That song right there, Leave It to Beaver, is covered under our BMI music license, 615-1658. We have a call-in number, 803-866-1667. Call in, just no cussing, no swearing, and without further ado, I give you Stu.
Hey, Michael, boy, I'll tell you what. Oh, it's been a crazy week.
It has.
Real crazy week because I was a participant at a Masonic Lodge dedication. I really don't go into it on the air how high up I am because I'm just a regular guy. But anyhow, we had to dedicate our local lodge. A new building always has to be dedicated. And the Grand Lodge of Ohio showed up to dedicate Franklin Lodge number 14 in their new building. That's not really a new building, it's a different building, but each time you do that, you have to dedicate it. And so we had all of the bigwigs there. I mean, you know, you had the Grand Master and down the line.
Nice.
And then you have your district deputies and visitors and everybody else, and it's a very, very holy ceremony in dedicating the building. It really is. And it was something to behold because you don't see dedications that often. Matter of fact, maybe once in a lifetime, maybe twice.
You go back into Old Testament, I believe. Is that correct?
Yeah, it does. And I'll tell you what, there's a lot of stuff that we have. And people say, oh, it's secret. It's secret. No, it isn't. It's a fraternity. Only thing that's secret is the initiation part of it. Nobody gets hurt. Nobody gets kitted or anything like that. It's a very formal ceremony. So anyhow, we had to go through all of that. And at the last minute, the master of the lodge told me, he says, you're in charge of feeding everybody. I said, oh, thanks, boss. And so anyhow, he gave me about a whole week to get things together. And I checked around different places and I got 3 big trays of cookies, which we're still eating off of. He wanted a lot of cookies and coffee, tea, and all this other stuff. And so I provided, everybody was happy. But now for the next, I think, 3 lodge meetings, we're going to have cookies after lodge. I mean, it's just...
It is what it is.
Whether they're stale or not. Hopefully they don't turn stale. But everybody had a good time. We made a good impression on the big guy, which is big. I mean, he's probably about 6'4", 6'5". About 260. So he's a big bubba. He's a real nice guy. So I got to talk to him a little bit, along with the new guy that'll be up next year. Well, anyhow, guys, welcome to my world. It's really our world, but it's my world. You know, you have to live, you have to laugh, and whatever. And last week we had a problem because the camera wasn't quite cooperating, and it's a difference in a couple of systems. And what I have here is I'm on Bing or Edge. I don't know, whatever they call it. And normally I would be using something like Firefox. Well, Firefox doesn't agree with my camera and it doesn't agree with my speakers. And it caused a problem last week. So that's why we didn't get a show on. And I had all this stuff to discuss because it was pretty pertinent, and it still is now. Well, anyhow, my little disclaimer I like to put in, nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Take what we say with a grain of salt and always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Any persons or characters mentioned are, for the most part, fictional, well, or as close to it as we can get. So sit back and relax and chill out. Oh, and tell your friends to join us on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. That's my disclaimer, and I'm sticking to it. Hey, guys, last week I wanted to bring up some information on different books, and I don't know if the camera is going to pick this up or not for guys on Facebook, but the School of Natural Healing, 16th edition, Dr. John R. Christopher, and it was recommended to me by Prepper Nurse One, and then it was recommended by my buddies at Big Family Homestead, so I broke down and bought it off of Amazon. Another book that I got was The Bug Out Gardening Guide by Ron Foster. And that was also recommended. I bought this several months ago. Planting season is getting ready to start here in Ohio. So I'm trying to get the gardens ready and so forth. The other book was The Herbal Recipes Vibrant Health. And you want to check this out because it's got a lot of medicinal stuff in there. Not that, you know, I'm not saying be your own doctor or anything like that, but it just gives you suggestions. If you can't get something, this is what you can use in its place. But you got to be careful with all this stuff.
Hit the speakers.
And so I'm just reading. I'm starting to read all this stuff.
There you go.
And I wanted to bring that up last week because those books could come in handy. Yeah. And I've been following so much stuff on the internet. I mean, every day my head's in the internet probably 6 to 7 hours a day. And then I do the show, and just before the show, I'm picking up on everything, trying to get things done. And it's like, you know, where does time fly? And, you know, all the shows that we have on the Trim Radio Network, we've got Fishing in Florida show with Ruscala. We've got the Money and Change show. Of course, that's going to be on Sunday nights at 7. The Bare Knuckles show with the Angel Strong show. We've got a weekly music countdown. We've got Take Point 22 radio show. We've got My World Laugh. Actually, live, laugh, and whatever.
Of course, he's going to be
a lot of times. It's kind of like because he's what's going on live, and then whatever. The brighter side, we've got the Circle Q. We've got the Spiritual Freedom Show with Richard Lawrence. We've got Ruscala Stefan's other show, the Red Pill Reality Show. And he had that on Facebook, and he was doing a promo for it, and I sent him a message and I said, I'll take the green pill, not the red pill or the blue pill. I will take the green pill. And he had to think about that one for a while because I don't really like to take medications. And I hate different devices. You know,
here's the thing.
I belong to a medical plan. It's a good one. And out of the blue, this provider calls me and says, well, we would like to give you a computer, and we would like to have you take your blood pressure and oxygen readings and so forth every day.
Because when you have two people,
and if something is bad, we will contact you immediately. Okay. I'm not going to. Oh boy. So anyhow, I get this thing. A nurse specialist comes out. She sets everything up, and she says, "Now here is the tablet." And it was a Samsung tablet programmed specifically for all this stuff. And I thought, okay, this is kind of neat. Even though I do take my blood pressure every day, I do take my oxygen level and pulse every day. I check my weight every day, except after I go to a banquet. I never want to look. No. And give myself a couple days to cool down before I get back on the scales. But anyhow, everything's going along okay, and then all of a sudden, the oximeter doesn't read anything decent on my finger. And it goes to the computer, and it announces what your oxygen level is. And I'm thinking, what's wrong? It's supposed to be within 10 feet of the unit and communicate. And it doesn't. It flashes a message up. And it did this for several days. I really get ticked off at it. And then you have to answer a survey at 10 o'clock. It will announce, and you'll have beeps and voices. If you're not awake or you're not really in the groove and you hear these voices talking to you, it makes you think. And so anyhow, that announces and you do things and you answer the questions, you know, have you been getting enough exercise? But, you know, how do you feel? And it asks you all these questions. And I thought the first couple of weeks, I thought, okay, this is okay. This is kind of novel. And then it got to be the point that at 10 o'clock, I'm getting ready to go out to lunch with friends, and this beeper goes off, and it gets louder and louder and louder, and I'm like, oh man, I'm hooked into a clock. I used to be into that when I worked. You did things at certain times in some jobs. Other jobs, the longer it got in management, I could set kind of my own schedule, but you still had these little alarms that would go off and you had to remind yourself of getting things done. I thought, no, I don't want this again. Well, anyhow, today this thing decides, well, I'm going to take your oxygen level and your heart rate, but I'm not going to talk to that tablet. And the tablet is flashing stuff up on the screen. Oh, you have to do this and this, that, and the other. And so I did it, and I plugged the thing back in to my finger. It's all remote, and it still did the same thing. I kept getting the same message. Fresh batteries and everything, it wouldn't work. So finally, I come back from lunch, and all of a sudden, I get this phone call from this health agency that's hooked into a hospital that's not even my regular hospital, but it's going through my medical plan. Anyhow, they said, well, we just had a question here because your weight went up and your heart rate was this, and we just thought we'd like to talk to you about it. I said, well, last night was lodge night, and we decided to go to a Mexican restaurant, very good one. It was called El Tequila. And we didn't have a lot to eat, but for some reason it bumped everything up a couple of pounds, and they were worried about that. And I said, no, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. And they said, well, how was the food? I said, the food was excellent. And I behave myself. Normally, if I go to a place where there's really good food, I mean, I will sample a little bit of everything. And being in the restaurant business for years and then multi-unit management for years, you know, you like to try something a little bit different. I mean, going to Wendy's every day? No. How about Arby's every day? No. How about the little diner that I go to once or twice a week where the food is always cold? It's supposed to be hot. Oh, that was today. That was my world. And actually taking the plate of food, I couldn't find a waitress. So I just got up, took the plate of food. I went back. I saw the owner and I told her about it. And she says, well, I can't eat hot stuff. I said, food has to come out hot if it's hot and cold if it's cold. And you can't get in between certain things. And she says, well, how do you know that? And I said, well, I used to do health inspections for the state. Uh-oh. Her eyes got kind of big. And I just said, you know, this is the way it is. And she said, well, how many places did you have? I said, 60. Some were big universities. Some were university branches. I had federal facilities, military facilities. So I know what I'm doing here. And I said, take it back, get everything nice and hot, bring it back out to me, and everything's hunky-dory. But tell your cook what has to happen. In a restaurant, cold food has to stay below 45 degrees, and basically around 40 and you're good. Hot food has to come out at 165 degrees in the state of Ohio. I believe the federal regs are still 165. It used to be 155, now it's 165. Because between 45 degrees and 155, 165 degrees, you get these little cooties, these little germs that like to have fun, okay? And they have orgies for about 20 minutes, and then they rest. And then they have more orgies and produce. And this goes on, and the longer it goes, the more these cooties grow. The more they grow every 20 minutes, you have a problem. So if the food isn't prepared right, you can get deathly sick. And if you think that salmonella, I once had a cafeteria that the chef, I swear his name was Sal Manella. Anyhow, you get salmonella, you wished you would have died. You are so sick. You're basically turned inside out on a heavy case of it. Or you could end up with Shigella or others. And I really don't want to get into the others because it's nasty stuff. But I gave her a short education on it. Will I go back to that place? Maybe. I'm never going to get their special because the special always comes out cold. It's happened 4 times and that's it. No more. Maybe I should have stayed in the business and become a local health inspector. Yeah, I don't know. But that's what's going on different places. But we did have some good eats at this Mexican restaurant, this El Tequila. Oh, boy, their food was great. Fantastic. And then the little health unit that I have goes beeping off today. So I had to get all that squared around. So that was today. And I'm going, what am I going to talk about on the show? I mean, you know, it varies each week. And that's why we have, you know, live, laugh, and whatever, because everything changes. And I'm thinking, oh, hey, I've got shout outs to do and everything else. And a big shout out, I mean, to Trim Radio Network for keeping us on the air. I mean, we really have a good time here. Regardless of how we clown around and so forth, we do have a good setup. But we've been doing this for quite a while, and now we're on the internet, broadcasting all over the world. And I've got people like I've said, in Myanmar, in India, in South Africa, in Europe, and North America, South America. And it's interesting. The more people we get, that's fine. And I want to try to let people know that I'm going to try to help people with what's going on and let them know what's going on in the world. And then we've got Phil over at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens makes the best daggone pens. They are custom. They are beautiful. He does an excellent job. I mean, wow. That's all I can say. Michael will say the same thing. These pens are fantastic. Check them out on Facebook. Rusty Ducks, D-U-K, apostrophe S, Custom Pens and Blanks. That's the center section. He makes those up, and then other people will finish them off. But he does a lot of custom work, and it's fantastic. And he's done custom work all over the world. And if your company, business, or college, university, high school, whatever, you need custom pens, custom design, get a hold of Phil. He's fantastic. I've known him for quite a while. I've been down to the shop, I don't know how many times. And really, he does a fantastic job. A big shout out to the University of Findlay. It's www.findlay.edu, located in Findlay, Ohio, right off of 224 and Main Street. Wow. Nice campus, great professors, great students from all over the world, as well as the United States. Great dormitory facilities, great degrees. I mean, you can get a doctorate, a master's, or a bachelor's degree. You can get it in the healthcare field, in the science field, education, business. It's fantastic. It's a really good school. So check them out, www.findlay.edu. Oh, and then we get the shout out to Brad and Krista at the Big Family Homestead. They were on today talking about different things. And, of course, they recommended the School of Natural Healing by Dr. John Christopher. And they've recommended some other books. And I've known them for years. So check them out. They're on YouTube, Big Family Homestead. Then we have Deep South Homestead. And those guys are fantastic. Check them out. They're on YouTube, Big Family Homestead, and then Deep South Homestead. So you want to check those out. Also, we've got Southern Prepper One. Now, I've known him for quite a while. And Dave Kobler, he's telling everybody about what's going on economically in the United States because people are reporting it to him. So I listen to him. I listen to a lot of people. It's a good thing I'm not working because trying to keep abreast of all the information that's out there really, really makes me busy. And I'm involved in so much stuff as it is now. Hey, we've got My World on Facebook. You can check it out. It's under Trim Radio Network, My World, Life, Laugh, and whatever. And we do different postings. There was one that was out. They were talking about EMP, electromagnetic pulse, on the power grid. And Eric was talking about this, and I've been following him. He used to be a doctor. He's retired. He used to be in the military. He knows a lot about nuclear power and all this kind of stuff. Very smart guy. Very smart. He's up in Michigan. I'd like to meet him sometime. I think he's somewhere in the middle part of Michigan, and that's about a 5-hour drive up there. Maybe we can get together with him. But he's talking about what happens if an EMP goes off, or we have a coronal mass ejection, a CME. And what it does to the electrical grid and what it will do to your car, what it will do to the power in your house. And you can take a trash can you can line it with plastic or bubble wrap or however you want to do it, and cardboard, so that the pieces of stuff you put in the center of it, if there is an EMP, it doesn't touch metal. It's insulated. And so some of the backup battery systems I have to power, they're in a trash can with the lid on and the plastic and so forth. They're insulated. I've got radios. If I think something like that's going to happen, I've got radios sitting available. I always tell people about a GMRE, GMRE radio. I'm holding one now. I don't know if you can see it at all. Maybe I'll post pictures of them. I've got several. They're handy talkies. They're good for 5 to 10 miles, maybe 15 at the most, depending on the height. The one that I'm holding in my hand right now, I can scan a lot of different channels, all emergency channels. I can also talk on another set of frequencies. It's a neat thing to have. And if you like to listen to trains like I do, I can listen to trains on, 230.75, I believe, or 230.75, something like that. You can program these things. Some of them are programmed from the get-go when you get them. These were partially done that way. Also, there's so much stuff. Easy budget basics. I wanted to talk about that last week, and I thought it would be ideal to talk about this week. But there's a video that I have on easy budget basics, and it's on the Trim Radio Network, My World Laugh, Life, or Life Laugh, and whatever. Okay, check it out. You can listen on how they do budgets. And if you do a budget, do you follow your budget? See, I look at it this way. My bills are all paid off. I'm retired. So the only bills that I have coming in are my communication stuff, which is basically internet, telephone, and internet. I've got that. I've got my utility bills. I've got my gas bill that I have to pay each month. And in the springtime, I have a lawn prep bill, which means an agency comes in and sprays the yard to keep out weeds. God, I hate weeds. And then I have aeration this week and reseeding, so all that's taken into account. And my bills are covered. I pay them when I get them. I don't pay any interest on anything. That's the key. Pay the bills off. So take your budget, develop it, and then develop what you can save. Put some money at Put your money in a safe spot. Pay down your debt. Put some money aside. Buy some long-term foods, canned goods. You know, canned goods, if they're not bulging or not leaking, they're going to be good for probably 10, 15 years. I mean, they normally say like 5. But probably 10 or 15 would do if they're stored at the right temperature. Also, you can get freeze-dried foods, long-term foods. You can get rice, beans, and stock up on your cleaning supplies and everything. This is essential because what I'm gathering with the way things are going in the world, you know, there's a bank crisis out there and they're not pushing it that much, but it's there. And we had the Silicon Valley Bank, or the SVB Bank, had a liquidity problem. I think I talked about that Sunday. And what that is the bank went ahead and did all these investments and stuff, but they didn't have enough money on hand for depositors. So if suddenly 10 depositors come in and they want to close out their accounts, could they do it? Maybe, maybe not. It was a lot of venture banking. And people, well, like Roku, they got caught really big. And from time to time, banks will take your money and they will invest it, or they will put it in a hedge fund, which they really shouldn't do. A long time ago, before Dodd-Frank, way back to Glass-Steagall Act, but I think that was about 1933. And the Glass-Steagall Act said banks cannot gamble with your money, because that's what led to the Great Depression back in 1929. So in 1933, they said, okay, what we want to do is make sure that if you deposit money in a bank, it's for deposit. And if you go to an investment bank, then they can go ahead and take that money that you have and they can do investments and hedge funds and so forth. So when I look at a bank, I often ask them, if I put money in this bank, do you do derivatives? How much derivatives do you have? In other words, they take your money, they charge you a fee for doing something, and that's a derivative. They derive money out of it. And that's keeping it simple. Then you have hedge funds, and they take your money and they go ahead and invest a certain percentage of it. And people say, well, gee, what do banks do? Well, if you take a look at 100% or one out of 10, you take a look at that and you say, okay, banks can hold 1% of your money, and that's minimum. And they can lend out 9 times that amount. And in lending out that 9 times, that causes the problem. They don't have enough liquidity. And so maybe banks need to hold 40% and lend 50, or not have any hedge funds. We need to get back to Glass-Steagall so we don't have any hedge funds. If you want to put money in an investment bank with hedge funds, that's separate money than deposit money. Life's complicated. I mean, and you learn a lot. But anyhow, check us out on Facebook. You know, it's a Trim Radio Network, My World, Life, Laugh, and whatever. And look for Easy Budget Basics, okay? And follow that stuff. And I update that page several times a week. And Money and Change, boy, I update that quite a bit. Also, I look at things on Twitter, and there's a guy by the name of Cliff, Clif Hi, High. The guy's an actuary for insurance companies. He's also a researcher and a programmer. The guy is a genius. He really is. He's probably 92, 95% correct in everything that he talks about. And I was listening to some of the stuff that he did, and today I check him out every day. And he was talking about atypical spring and summer. And what he's talking about is that any banking or political crisis is going to happen in May through September. And then we may have a rough period of adjustment after that, but things will smooth out. And today he was saying that politics and the bank collapses will happen May, June, July, in that range. And I'm thinking, oh, gee, what happens? How can I hedge that? Do the banks that I have money in, can they survive a financial crisis? Well, what I've done myself is I have a farm bank. It's not spelled E-I-E-I-O either. It's the farm bank. It's farm-based. And so I have money there. I have money in another small bank. And these are, trust me, small amounts of money. And then I have a regional bank. And now I have put a little tiny bit into a credit union. And the reason why I did that, Glenn Beck was talking about putting your money in a credit union because it's safer than a bank. I don't know. But I'm going to move some money from the big bank that I'm with, which is a regional bank. I'm going to put some of that in the credit union and kind of diversify the money. That way, if there's a problem with the big bank because they were a TARP bank before, Toxic Asset Relief Bank, and they had to borrow money from the feds and then pay it back. If they run into problems, then I can shift it over to the credit union and to the farm bank. But I'm keeping my eyes on what's going on the markets. And that's something I always talk about in Money and Change. But we need to talk about it here. What are you doing with your money? Have you been stocking up, buying canned goods, pastas, things like that? Do you have toilet paper? Remember that one? Everybody was running out of toilet paper. Do you have toilet paper, paper towels, Kleenex? Do you have enough cleaning supplies? And I say, well, Stu, I don't know where I can store stuff. Well, yeah, under the bed, in the closets, under cabinets, in the garage, if you got a shed. Put paper supplies in a shed that's, waterproofed. You don't necessarily have to keep them in the house. Do you have batteries? Do you have radios? Do you have flashlights? Do you have a generator? How about a solar generator? That's why I've got those batteries in a trash can with a lid on it. And they're not touching any metal at all. That creates a Faraday cage. They're easy to do. How about filtering water? I was just talking to somebody before the show went on the air, and they said, well, they like to filter their water and they even take care of their bottled water. And I said, do you have a Berkey system? And they said, no. I said, I've had one for 10 years. And I've changed the filters once. I even filter out fluoride in the water, so I don't have that. If I taste chlorine in the regular tap water, once I put it in the Berkey system, I don't have that problem. The water tastes good and it is perfectly clear. It's good stuff. And the doctor tells me I have to drink at least 8 glasses a day. Oh, no wonder my water bill is so high. 8 glasses of that, 2 glasses of iced tea, if I'm lucky, and maybe an additional 2 glasses of water. Ice cold water, it's great. I'll tell you, it really speeds up your life because you're always running from here to the restroom, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. But the doctor says drink water, it's the best thing for you. And I do. I do. Things can get embarrassing. Today I was talking to my neighbor and she says, I don't have a credit card. I can write a check. Would you do me a favor? I said, well, I'll help you out. Yeah, if it's within reason. And she says, I need knee-high pantyhose. And my jaw was just about down to my chest. I said, knee-high pantyhose, where am I going to get that? She says, well, you have a credit card, you can handle it, and I'll just write you a check and pay you. And I thought, if I order this from Amazon, which I probably will, they'll probably look at me and Is he a cross-dresser? Is he one of them strange dudes? I don't know if I'm going to do that or not. I might help her out. I just don't, you know. I'm pretty straight-laced. And I don't want to get things out there that's kind of... Oh, so anyhow, that came up today. What do we do with the banks failing? Keep your eyes open. Listen. Talk to your banker. Get to know them very well. It's too much for me. I have back problems. Why don't you just say that? You watch, you look, you listen, you keep your cash on hand at home to pay bills as much as you can. In an emergency, trust me, I've got a place where I can go and I have cash to pay my bills for probably 6 months. You should probably be developing the same plan. I don't tell anybody where it's at. And I may have to travel a bit to go get it, but I can get it. And what I do is I go to the ATM once or twice a week and I take out a certain amount. And I only spend a very little portion of that, and the rest of it is money for when the banks go down, because you're going to have it. You're still going to have to buy your stuff. So you might as well start saving up the bills. What I would do is save the 20s, the 10s, and the 5s. And if you want to save some 1s, put them aside too, because you're going to need it. How stocked up are you on gasoline? It's mowing time. And your mower's going to have gasoline. So think about that. What do you need? What do you have to have? And make sure that you have that. How about medications? Do you have your medications? I've been talking to people for 10 years about this stuff. And if they don't stock up and everything gets short, you're in a world of hurt. And I hate to see people coming to me and say, what do I do? I've been telling you for 10 years and you haven't listened. I'll still continue to tell you what to do. I'm going to suggest, I'll just call it suggest what you can do, because you make up your own mind in the long run. Well, what's going on in our world? That's the big thing. Banks want to start a CBDC, Central Bank Digital Coin System. They want to do that because it's just ones and zeros. And do they have to have gold and silver? Probably not. It's a way for them to control your money, how you spend it. Reports are that the government could say, okay, we're giving you $1,000. At the end of this month, you have to spend all that $1,000. That's just hypothetical. If you don't spend it all, then we're going to fine you and take away a certain amount of money. That Klaus Schwab thing about... you won't own anything, but you'll be happy. And by the way, eat some bugs. Something I read today was, how about the parasites that are in the bugs? And then somebody pointed out there were certain numbers in the bag of ingredients for something, and it had certain numbers. And they said, these numbers represent insects, the types of insects. I'm like, oh, geez, I don't need that. I think somebody either wants to control us or kill us off. And that's what's scary. And our national debt right now is at $31,633,162,000,000 and climbing. Every taxpayer owes $246,868. And the debt per citizen is $94,533. Check it out, U.S. Debt Clock. .org. It's there. How much are we spending on war? billion, 337,526,000 and climbing. Maybe that's 529,30 right now. Couldn't we use the money elsewhere? Sure. Politicians spend like a drunken sailor. The only thing of it is it's an insult to drunken sailors because drunken sailors know when to stop when they run out of money. Politicians don't. And that's what's scary. They like to spend our money frivolously. That's a big word. And that's screwing us all, let's face it. How good are our roads? Not very good. How good is our port system? Not very good. How about the electrical system? An EMP could wipe out an electrical grid in an instant. Do we have enough transformers in the United States to rebuild? No. Transformer takes, especially a big one, takes about a year, year and a half. And they're not easy to repair and they're not made in this country. We need to start making things in this country. And then lately, the stuff coming out with President Trump being arrested and all this kind of stuff. And I'm thinking, the stuff that they're talking about, what's the statute of limitations? There is no statute of limitations for murder. And I think normally statute of limitations is about seven and a half years. In some cases, it could be 2.5 years. And so they want to stir things up and prosecute, even though the statute of limitations has run out. Well, if that's the case, then they have no case and they're just stirring up things. Then I see reports on Twitter and they have videos of people beating the heck out of each other. And they say this is a common type thing. It's all over the United States. And I'm thinking, this is insane. I know in my town, if people just started beating up on each other, I think the cops would be all over them. Somebody's trying to stir things up, and I don't think that we need that. We really don't need that. Oh, on the jab, by the way, I had a friend of mine who is out in California. No, she isn't. She's in Arizona, in Phoenix, Arizona. And she said one of her friends in Texas who had all the jabs and the boosters suddenly had a problem, a pain in her back. And she said she checked with her friend to see how she was doing. She said, well, I had to go to the ER, the emergency room, and they found out that she had two very large blood clots, long ones, in her back. They cannot operate, and so they have to use thinners, blood thinners, to thin things out. So they can possibly operate later. And my friend out in Arizona, she hasn't had the shots. She hasn't had the boosters or anything. She doesn't have any problems at all. I have a friend of mine locally here that started hacking and coughing and coughing and barely getting her breath and so forth. And when I go to church, I don't want to be around people like that, so I'll catch them on YouTube or Facebook. And I can watch the services there. But she started hacking like crazy. She's had the boosters. She's had the main shots. She's had COVID 3 times. I thought COVID was supposed to be done away with after you've had the shots and the boosters. Well, no, that wasn't the case. And so we're having all of this stuff going on, and then I'm finding out that, gee, we've been lied to. Not only by the drug manufacturers, but doctors and so forth. We don't need that. We don't need to put up with that. And that's kind of been our world in a nutshell since last Wednesday. How much more are we going to have? How much more do we put up with? Do you wash your hands with sanitizer? Do you use sanitizer in your laundry? They were trying to get us to do all of that stuff. Simple hand washing works. Some hand sanitizers work. Not being around large crowds, that helps. And if somebody says, oh no, you can only get as close as 6 feet, that doesn't work. We found out that masks don't work. And we found out that we've been lied to.
But these are, this is the thing. This is why they're the parents.
Understand? Oh, the world is going down the tubes. Sometimes that's what I think. I don't know about you. I don't know what you're thinking. I don't know where things are in your world. Are you having the same problems that we're having here? Is it worse? Better? You know, we have a call-in number. You can always use that. You can get a hold of us by email. Hey, and if you want to do your own show, let us know, and we'll go through the whole procedure, and you can do that. But the world's not getting to be a fun place. The only thing... Any advice that I give you guys is you go out and get plenty of sunlight and fresh air. Have your vitamin C. And these are just suggestions. And then take some vitamin D3. Take some zinc. Be healthy. And you won't get this stuff. And if you do get it, it won't be that bad. I'm not a doctor. I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express one time. I don't prescribe medications or financial advice or anything. We already talked about that at the beginning of the show. But be very careful out there. Be very careful with your money. Be very careful about stocking up on food. Make sure you have your medications. This book by Dr. Christopher, School of Natural Healing. I'm gonna read into it. Oh man, it's a heavy book. It really is. It's a pretty thick book. Well, you can barely see it, but it's about a 2-inch thick book, and it's heavy. And I'm gonna be reading through all of that, as much as I can, at least. But start checking things out, because things are not going to get better. And Cliff High, and I said, you know, he's normally 92 to 95% right. I think he's going to be wrong on one thing. And he said that this summer, financial things are going to happen that the colleges are not really going to make it. And that professors will eventually leave and students will have to go back home and everything just goes down the tubes. I think he's going to be wrong on that. But the simple fact, I think the colleges and universities will still be around. So my cousin's boy, Ben, can continue to go to Miami University. And my good friend Cameron can end up with his degree in engineering at Wright State University.
trying to coerce her.
I think that will happen.
That's right.
I don't think
that
the collapse will be that bad on colleges and universities. It could be for incoming freshmen, but I think everybody else will finish their education. And if they don't, they need to read a lot about everything. And that will help you get through everything. Learn as much as you can. I don't care if you're 75. I'm going to be 75. Yeah. Or you're going to be 80, 90, or whether you're 20 or 10, 15. Get your education. That is number one. Learn what you can. Learn the trades. Be able to do something with your hands. Now, in my case, I had to use my brain, what's left of it. And I had to use my hands, too, a little bit in the restaurant industry. So I know those. If I had to get a job as a consultant, I could go back and be a consultant. But get to the point where you use your brain. Use your mind. And then make sure, like Michael, who's using stuff in the background there that I can hear, he's getting ready probably for another show. Aha. Uh-huh. And I don't hear Diesel, your good buddy Diesel.
Hang on. Diesel? You gonna talk? Hang on, you'll hear him.
Talk to you. I tried to get a conversation going. He wouldn't talk.
Do you want to talk to me? Tell me.
See what I got to put up with, guys. Hey, we have fun on Trim Radio Network. We really do. So listen to us Wednesday for My World, Life, Laugh, and whatever. And also Money and Change. Every Sunday night at 7 p.m. And we are live.
We are.
We like to have live radio. Yes, we are. So, gang, that's all I have for this week. Just go out and observe a lot of stuff that's going on. Maybe talk with your banker. Save your money. Get some long-term foods to prep on. If you want to get a GMRS radio, if you can see it, right there. It's great to have to communicate if the phone system goes down and so forth. It's coming to a time where we're going to have to start really cranking up the prepping. I really believe it.
Yep, me
and
too.
If Cliff is correct, boy, it's going to be a wild summer. Trust me. Plant your gardens and get ready. Okay, that's all I've got. Michael, you have a good week, and we'll talk to you Sunday.
Aye, Captain.
I got promoted. Yeah. Next thing you know, I'll be Admiral.
Well, that could be. Anyway, folks, we're out of here. Thanks for joining us on My World. Live, laugh, or whatever with Stu Scheer, and we will catch you guys on Sunday. And tune into some of the other great shows that we have on here, from Red Pill Reality Show, Fishing in Florida, Circle of Q, which is coming to an end because there's going to be a new podcast from Victoria, and she is going to show you all how to set up a few things and, for business stuff. And she
but
is,
right now, it's Victoria's Secret.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But I'm going to tell you, she's very good. So with that, we'll catch you later.
See ya. The book.
Thank you.